Now, as you have heard in the Irish Business Against Litter, the annual survey is out this morning, the first national litter survey of 2022 by the business group Irish Business Against Litter. It shows Killarney is now cleaner than European norms and rising to 10th spot in the ranking of 40 towns and cities across the country. However, in less good news for the county, Tralee has dropped to moderately littered in 25th position. The study reveals an overall improvement in litter levels and a decrease in cans and plastic bottles on our streets. And that seems to suggest that the new deposit return scheme is having an impact. The Untasca report for Killarney stated the customary strong showing from Killarney as it prepares for the peak tourist season with no heavily littered sites is so encouraging that efforts to address the commercial bins at the Glebe car park, as indicated by our correspondence from Kerry County Council in 2023, are finally coming to fruition, and well done to all concerned. This time round, it was very much deserving of the top litter grade, and it certainly contributed to Killarney's very high ranking this time round. Well done, Killarney, on rolling out Killarney is a single-use coffee cup free, something which has been widely reported in not just the Irish media, but also in the UK. Hopefully, this will have resulted in overall less litter being deposited in the regular street bins. All aspects of the recycle facility at High Street Car Park were also in very good order. It was spotless. Newmarket Lane is a lovely town centre outdoor dining environment, which very much has it deserving the top litter grade. So there you go. That is the overall situation with regards to Killarney. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we've got Johnny Maguire, who is co-president of Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce and is on the Tidy Towns Committee for Killarney. Johnny, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. You must be delighted with that ranking.
Good morning to Gerry and good morning to all our listeners all over. Thanks to Radio Kerry for highlighting this. This is tremendous excitement here for all of us involved in the anti-litter campaign here in Killarney. And this is a survey of Irish Business Association Against Litter. So that's why I'm on this morning. I am co-president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Killarney. And everything to do with Tidy Towns is the foundation of what we're at here in as regards Chamber. Without a clean, tidy town, without a clean, tidy environment, and given that we're the town and the park, everything to do with litter and associated is of huge significance to us, and it's tremendous that the report this morning has highlighted the positive way we're heading and the Coffee Cup Project. Because the Coffee Cup Project, I would like to just put this out to listeners this morning. This is a very simple project. A coffee cup, everybody has reusable cups at home, and the coffee cup, the paper coffee cup, should be obsoleted, and the government should introduce the levy. This was supposed to come in last year. It hasn't come in yet, and I'll be calling now that we have the local election is over, and we in Chamber of Commerce and we in Tidy Towns here in Killarney will be asking our newly re-elected representatives and newly elected representatives to come on board and put pressure on the government to introduce the coffee cup levy. Please, please bring it on. Because already, Gerry and Radio Kerry listeners, we have seen a 50% less litter from coffee cups in our bins in town. And then in the county cleanup, there was a 60% less coffee cup litter here in the Killarney environs in total. So these things work, and it's highlighted there in the report about the when you can bring back, recycle the cans and the bottles and so on and so forth. People are
the
doing
return scheme. That, you think that's having an impact also as well?
It is having a tremendous impact, Jerry. We have the statistics I've given you are from these are not just random figures. These are work that's been carried out with MTU. There is tremendous detail now being got by the Coffee Cup Project as to what litter, where it's generated, how it's generated, and how if you introduce the levy, how positive a result will be got out of it. And there's already an example of this here in the IBEL report this morning.
And that is all part of it. You mentioned the coffee cup levy. Do you think that's the final piece of the jigsaw in encouraging people to and pushing them towards reusable coffee mugs or coffee cups? That 25 cent applied to your disposable coffee cup at cafes and restaurants will push you over the line to almost eliminating it as a form of waste.
If I could remind your listeners, just bear with me a second. If we all go back to the days of the plastic bag and the national flag of Ireland was plastic bags hanging off every bush in the county and in the, yeah. In all over yeah. Ireland, and it was absolutely, and overnight with the introducing, I think it was a 20-cent or 10-cent or something, whatever it was, people bought into it. And now I've been picking up litter for a good few years. A plastic bag. If you saw a plastic bag now, what is that? We don't actually pick them up anymore, Jerry. And I'm already seeing it here because I live in the town. I pick up litter on the park road, and I'm already seeing. I'm not picking up as many paper cups as I used to. Those disposable cups were the bane of my life. I'm also seeing now the cans and the bottles. I'm seeing the plastic bottles. I'm seeing far less of those. So these initiatives do work. And the reason that the coffee cup project was initiated in Killarney last year, we're the first town in Ireland, we went ahead because it was going to be introduced. We said we would lead by example. And we did lead, but the government have left us down. They've kicked the can down the road, they've pushed it out, then it was this, that, and the other thing, and now then it was the latest thing with the local elections. The local elections are over, we have newly elected councillors, the length and breadth of the country, and we in Chamber are calling on those to push for the introduction of this levy.
Yeah. 200 million coffee cups disposed effectively in landfill every year, 22,000 cups an hour, effectively, and this is where things need to go from your point of view on that, because that, like, if you put it together, coffee cups, cans, bottles, cigarette butts, they're the things you most commonly see thrown on a street or along a roadside.
Yes, they're the commonest forms of litter, but they're not so common anymore now in our town because of the initiative that's taken. And I want to congratulate the business people in the town, particularly the single, like the small operator, the person who, the one man woman coffee shop, who has gone out on a limb against the big packaging industry, and that's what's pushing against the levy.
Yeah, there's a lobby. Obviously, there's lots of money involved in this situation.
Absolutely, there's a huge, strong lobby out there, and the small operator who has gone out, put their neck on the block. But the positive spin, Jerry, the positivity that this has created in our town for not just the business community, for the tight towns. Can I share one example of with listeners this morning and something that I was told?
Yeah.
There was we have a wonderful factory here in Killarney. It's called Trisol. And the owner of that factory, Mike Stack, was telling me a story. They had a hugely important delegation came over from the United States to see their plant. And in the course of visiting the facility, they saw these cups and they said, what are they? And Mike explained what the cups are about. The factory have gone over to single-use reusable coffee cups.
Yeah.
And the one story, the big story they went back to the United States was, my God, this is a fantastic initiative. The hotel sector in town, who have also done similarly, the positive reaction from guests when it's explained to them, this is what a small town in the southwest of Ireland is leading the way in the world. God bless us and save us. Let the government come on now and back us and help us.
Yeah, yeah, and push that one over the line. Would you be happy, obviously, with what Ibal have said about the areas that needed to be improved in Killarney, Johnny, particularly, I suppose, the bins in the Glebe that the council have rode in and helped out in trying to clean up that situation, which has helped you get the ranking of cleaner than European norms and into the top 10?
I'd like to take my hat off this morning to the management and the outdoor staff of the municipal authority here in Killarney. We had a very, very tricky, delicate situation with, you could almost say, an explosion of wheelie bins in an area where they shouldn't have been. And this had been going on for a number of years. But the management of the municipal district have got that under control with the cooperation of the business community, because when it's explained and you do things properly and uniting together, we can create a far better environment. But the other part of this, the magicians, as they're called, there was the outdoor staff. Like everybody knows that Killarney is a very, very busy town, and at particular weekends, but the outdoor staff are out 7 mornings a week, and they make the litter disappear, because unfortunately litter it seems to be a byproduct of human activity, is littering. And these, the outdoor staff were out 365 days of the year, they are just wonderful, and their commitment to the town and its environments is always will and is always acknowledged by us in Chamber. They are fantastic, and the public servants, you know, sometimes get a lot of bad negative comments. Going back probably to you know, some programmes that were aired, but Benny McGash and all these things, and leaning on shovels and so on and so forth. But that day is long gone. And personally, as a co-president of Chamber of Tourism and Commerce, I would like to acknowledge the tremendous, phenomenal work that are done on a daily basis by the outdoor staff.
Johnny, one other thing as well, which is pointed out by Eyeball, they say it's disappointing they see no progress on the development of degradable chewing gum. They're saying across a swathe of industries, companies are adapting their products and packaging in the interest of the environment, but there seems to be no impetus from gun manufacturers. Now, chewing gum is the bane of the Tidy Towns worker volunteer life, I'd imagine.
Jerry, you've hit a sore point now with me on that one, and also for Tidy Towns people, because the chewing gum issue is possibly it's the stickiest one in the whole lot of these things. Yeah. And again, we're up against a huge industry, and they have massive financial resources. And the sad thing about the that is that the chewing gum people, the company, even though it has been proven by and so the lead was taken this by University College Cork, and they developed, you know, a biodegradable chewing gum product, which you couldn't tell the difference, but for some reason the chewing gum industry will not adopt that for sale. They're still doing what they've done, and they have tremendous power. The financial resources of these companies, and just to put this in perspective, if you go back to the time of Micheál Martin when he was introducing the smoking ban, and the pushback that he got that time from the tobacco industry, and he held his ground, and to my dying day, I will thank that man for what he did for all of us, for the health of the people of Ireland, by standing up to a hugely powerful lobby. And that's what people need to do. They need to stand up and fight for our rights, and the right that we have a clean, tidy environment. And the chewing gum one is the last piece of this fight.
Yeah, certainly is. Johnny, listen, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning, and well done again.
Thank you.
Well, with that in mind, I've got Brendan O'Brien of Tralee Tidy Towns with us on. Brendan, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on the line. Look, it's on Eyeball do their survey. It's disappointing to drop in the rankings. What's your reaction to, I suppose, the ongoing battle to try and keep the litter at bay?
It's a tough battle, Jerry. That's all I want to say. It is a tough battle. I read the report, and obviously that person has gone around in more details than what we do, looking behind walls and places, to be quite honest about it, finding places where the litter is that we haven't seen yet. And we are doing our job every Wednesday night looking for volunteers, and we have quite a lot of volunteers, and that's what we do on Wednesday night is a great for the town. Personally speaking, I have never seen the town looking so well. People have commented on it. But
yeah,
the fragment of cigarette butts, like, is ours and everybody's. I won't say what on the radio, that they just drop the cigarette butts and they stick the stickers, and I think we're doing fantastic work. I don't know why we dropped a small bit, but it's just that he frequents places that we don't and can't go into, and that's been quite honest about it.
Yeah. I know it's all. And look, there's plenty of praise for Tralee as well. The Riverside Walk, lovely environment, great activity in Prince Street Car Park, the Farmers Market, the Mall, very well presented and maintained, a lovely town centre environment.
It's a fabulous town. Don't get me wrong, and I'm delighted to be associated. I'm delighted. I will work for Tralee, seeing what is being done here. For me personally, it looks fabulous. But as I said, these judges, they have a set on, I think they've picked one or two places that they have visited before that we can't go into, and we're not supposed to go into, we say, a private property, to be quite honest about it. And that's basically
What can we do, Brendan, about cigarette butts? Nationally, it remains stubbornly high, present at 31% of the 500 sites surveyed.
Yeah. I think I think people would want to wake up and as you're under there, smell the coffee. Like, it's not the done thing of dropping a fag, and people would have to just wake up and put them in the bins or find a place for them. That's all I can say.
You're using them. It's your habit. So it's unacceptable to just think they're invisible and just drop them wherever you please.
And but they are a very dirty, sightly fag butts around the town. And it's a shame, like, that we go out on Wednesday night. I mean, we could spend the hour on Wednesday night picking up, brushing up fag butts, and you could come back on Friday night and it's as bad as ever.
It's the same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think just, and I do just honestly feel that businesses have to say it straightforward, is be responsible for outside your business and sweep up the butts outside your business.
Yeah.
I know people are doing it, and if people are great, don't get me wrong, I'm delighted. The backing that we're getting for this, we're starting our, this year we brought back our competition for the best streets, the best towns, the best businesses and the whole lot, and I'm saying to you straightforward, it's great. Right?
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that, and that's what we've, all we're doing is positive. I don't like the negative. I don't want negative.
Yeah, Brendan, are you seeing any improvement in terms of cans and bottles? Is the return scheme having an impact, do you think?
It's having a fierce impact, and I'm saying straightforward, it is. And I mean, I've been above in the Dunns, and I've seen it in Garvey's, that people are actually queuing to get back, give back their bottles, their vouchers, and go in and get their money. You know what I mean? I think it's a great job, and I think it's really taken off as far as I can see. We're not finding much cans and bottles around before than we used to be honest about it, you know?
I think it's great.
It's a fantastic town. I'm happy. I mean, we have Colette in the chamber. She's out every Saturday morning with her groups and the Chamber Lines, which is fantastic. We're out Wednesday nights, and no matter what we do, these people that drop the books and still insist on dropping papers, that's our problem.
Yeah, it is. Brendan, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you, and good luck in the Tidy Towns a little bit later on this year as well. That's Brendan O'Brien there.